Galaxy, a program unique, portraying information and events that may affect the lives of all people, even you.
Ladies and gentlemen, in our past three broadcasts, we have discussed many interesting phases and forms of information which have caused all of us to think mightily. Our horizons have extended already. This evening, I would discuss some phases of one life upon our planet, to whom we all owe an eternal debt of gratitude. Perhaps we wonder where the spark of motivating consciousness of this one dwells in our time. I would speak of a man known as Nikola Tesla. This one was born of humble parents in a rather unheard of and remote location in one of our European countries. Through a rather tumultuous childhood was this one reared. He studied in the finest universities and scientific institutions of his day. Many honors were received during a life that was blessed with great insight and intuition. He examined and toyed with an infinite source of power, known to you today as alternating current. For my friends, Nikola Tesla was the father of modern electricity. He developed the modern power distribution system. However, this man had many more scientific achievements to his credit than this one, although the importance and magnitude of this accomplishment would have satisfied most men as an achievement for a lifetime. Tesla continued to probe the little-known mysteries of his newfound power. He experimented day and night in laboratories equipped by the most influential men of his time. The achievements on record and accredited to this man would fill many, many pages of our books. The number of patents issued alone exceeded the number of 400, and yet, my friends, perhaps the most gifted scientific intellect of our time is practically unknown. Let us give some thought to the possible reason for this. Among the many discoveries and workable ideas of Mr. Tesla were inventions which would bring what we call war to a very abrupt and sudden end. He had discovered also a means of supplying electrical energy by using the very earth itself as a conductor. Power to light our homes would have been received by merely extending what is known as an antenna into the sky, and also connecting to a conductor placed in the earth. There would have been no huge towers carrying energy across our countries, nor wires festooning our living areas. There would have been power available in such great magnitude that it would have eliminated the necessity of calling upon the bulk of our natural resources for its generation. How did this one man accomplish so much? Why were these proven achievements left unheard of? This, my friends, will be up to you to determine, for truly, a study of this one's life will pose questions to keep your minds well occupied for many of your evenings. We all know that today we derive electrical energy in the latest possible manner of production by the use of controlled atomic reactions. True, this is not the prime source at the moment, but it has been applied experimentally and is proving itself. However, we have only delved into those things that Mr. Tesla knew in our early 1900s. Is this difficult to believe? I suggest you study the biographies of this man. Let us assume, my friends, that our primitive man had never seen a flash of what we call lightning, that one of our illustrious forefathers had not decided to dangle a key upon a kite string. Today we would have been without this indispensable aid to our life. What other methods of electrical generation were known prior to the discovery of modern electricity? Think for a moment. Should I make the statement that electricity, as such, was known prior to the times of Egypt, You would perhaps think I am stating an untruth. Has any in our audience ever heard of a lodestone? Of the properties it exhibits? Did you know that the discoverer of our country mounted a lodestone upon a floating piece of wood contained in a small bowl of water upon his ship to use for navigational purposes? By following the course so described by this crude form of compass, he established the knowledge of the existence of a continent far across the seas from that known as Europe. Let us go back to the lodestone. Let us examine it more minutely. What property does it exhibit? The answer is apparent immediately. That known as magnetism. To this day, the finest scientific minds in our world do not have an adequate definition of the term magnetism. No mind has yet comprehended what is magnetism. All they can derive is its effect, the way it behaves in environment. They know how to produce it artificially, but to tell us what it is exactly, none can state. Why is it that the very heart of, again, an electrical system is not known? Why is it we base an entire technology, which is evidently workable, upon an unknown quantity? Let us ask ourselves these questions. Let us ask ourselves, what use did the ancients make of this material known as a lodestone? The very name itself gives us an adequate meaning. Definition of lode may be found in any of our dictionaries. Let us reflect in an effort to find the earliest applications of magnetism in our planet's history. I mentioned a few moments ago that it was known before the time of Egypt. It was known before the time of ancient Babylon. In fact, it was known before the time of Neanderthal. Is this difficult to believe? We find in the writings of our ancient philosophers and records of history references made to a race of people existing upon a continent located between the Americas and Europe. This was known 11,000 years ago as the continent of Atlantis. A myth, you say? Perhaps in the minds of some, but my friends, again, look into your histories. Examine the numerous accounts of this continent in the writings of Homer, through all tongues of all nations, through the examination of legends, through research, little known, carried on by our scientific institutions. There is strong evidence to support the continent of Atlantis. Why do I use the term Atlantis, or even bring it into our discussion when I should be talking about power? Why, my friends? This is where power, so tremendous in scope that we could scarcely conceive of it even in our present day, was used as a common, everyday commodity. Difficult to believe? Again, examine the writings. Let us search back through our histories. We will find many, many authorities to support my words. Power such as we have not even dreamed in this our present day. Power which could lift mighty craft from the surface of our Earth and propel them in flight through our atmosphere. Difficult to believe? Perhaps. But again, note the mysterious migrations of early races about the face of our Earth, with such tentative and nebulous theories as shelves and bridges extending over the mightiest oceans known to man, allowing these races access from one continent to another. And we say the theory of Atlantis is ridiculous? I ask you, is not a narrow walkway several miles wide across the Pacific Ocean as ridiculous as any of us can conceive? And yet, this is the theory advanced by our authorities to explain the movement of early races across the face of the Earth. how much simpler it would have been with the Atlantean aircraft to establish colonies in various segments of the Earth's surface. How much more satisfactory the answers would have been. Why do we ignore this? Who can say? I would suggest strongly that those of you who hear my words investigate these things for yourselves. There is more than abundant reference materials available in our institutions of learning, available in our libraries. We merely have never taken the time to think, to investigate. It is the avowed purpose of this program to create, in the minds of our listeners, the desire to examine these concepts and think for themselves. To provoke thought. What happened to the Atlanteans? What happened to their marvelous civilization? That question we will use as a topic for a talk in the future, when we will more adequately deal with a history so intriguing that not even imminent contact with the planet Mars would, as we have a way of stating it, hold a candle in comparison. We live, my friends, upon an amazing sphere in our universe. We'd appreciatingly speak of this planet of ours, and yet it contains secrets enough to hold the attention of man for eternities upon end. We take pride in our heritage, descending to us from the noble efforts of our forebearers. Yet in this, our modern day, we ignore the results of these mighty accomplishments. Again, let us ponder on these thoughts for a while.